Blog Talk Radio.
Whatsoever your soul, you will reap.
In the name and the power of Amen, I breathe, I live, I trust. I move forward on into the future with the collective of solar beings. I would like to say greetings to the gods and the goddesses. My name is Sinetra Mancarez, and I will be hosting this morning's Amina Rays broadcasting. It's been quite a few days since I have had the inclination to do a broadcast. I really, really needed to get back in motion, and I am so very ecstatic to be doing one this morning. I was really happy with the course of quite a few God builds that I have been in with my God brothers and sisters. I'm very, very appreciative of them. In this process that we are going into as it relates to moving on into the future as a collective of God body of beings, we need each other so that we can help each other to build. The topic that I'm going to be discussing briefly is called Be Continuously Evolving, and that title came out of one of the God builds that I strive to be into as often as I am able to do. Now, with the God building, I heard the phrase myself. It really resonated with me because God building is something that we as a people, we as Black people, you know, in particular, we are so desperately in need of this. Why are we in need of doing this particular thing? We as a people have been for so long without the knowledge of who it is that we are. We have been without the knowledge of our origins, and most in particular, we have been without the knowledge of who it is that is the source, the originator, the reason why we are here on this planet today. Now, so as not to sound, you know, preachy or religious, I was into religion. So I know what, you know, the preachy, you know, religion type of verbiage sounds like. I know that that is a turnoff, you know, to most people, as it is also a turnoff to myself. Now, one of the things that was really important to me as I made the transition coming out of religion myself, because that is the foundation, you know, that we come up in, you know, in the household, you know, of most Black families, you know, we're reared up, you know, we're indoctrinated with the thought of religion. And because of that, you know, as we continue, you know, to grow and mature, you know, we, depending upon how it is that we are, you know, hooked into it, or, you know, or we have allowed ourselves to be attached, you know, and latched, and are, you know, how we feel about being in that state of mind, you know, we, for the most part, you know, we don't want to come out of our comfort zone, and, you know, we stay with that which we are accustomed to, what it is that we have been, you know, reared in. And I say the word reared in as opposed to being raised in, because there is a definite distinction. When I decided to make that step towards coming out of religion myself, my focus was on searching for who it is that the true one living God was. I had a epiphany in the year of 2012, which was the same year, you know, that they had been advertising and promoting and broadcasting that there was supposed to be this huge paradigm shift in consciousness. You know, and for those who don't know what paradigm means, it just simply means, you know, what it is that people have been doing, have always been doing, and are possibly going to continue to do, think, you know, and be in a particular state. So in 2012, there was a lot of anticipation for the date December 12th. No, 21st. My apologies. December 12th is my my father's birthday, but December 21st, 2012. And like I said, I got an epiphany in my mind, and I said, well, what I have been always doing in the past, I'm going to acknowledge the fact that it is not working out for me. And because it's not working out for me, it's time. It's time to acknowledge that and put myself in a place where things will work out. And I decided to start with what it is that I have been doing that I thought that should have been working for me, and it wasn't. So the first thing that came to my mind was, I really, really have a desire to know who the one true living God is. And so I put that question to the universe. It was very, very important for me to do that. And in doing so, I went through a series of coming into the knowledge of different thoughts and opinions that were out here circulating, primarily amongst the community, you know, of the Black people, and also as it related to my own sensibilities, my interest, and things, you know, that kind of spark thoughts in my own mind. Now, because I had a desire to not only know why what it was that I had been doing in the past had not been working for me, you know, I wanted to know where to put my mind moving forth in the future, and if there was going to be a future after December 21st, 2012, you know, what would that be about? Because a lot of people were putting out there that there's a possibility, you know, that that was going to be the end. You know, we have had quite a few doomsday prophecies, you know, coming up. I recall the last one prior to that was about, was it 1999? Prince's Song just came to mind. But they did have one in 2000. And that one related to, you know, the possibility of all the computers being online, you know, not being able to, you know, continue and, you know, sustain what it is that we had arrived at as technology at that time. I can't recall exactly how they had termed it, but I know it had something to do with, you know, computer glitches and computer shutdowns. Now, when I asked myself that question, I myself, because of asking that question, connected with the essence of my soul, my higher self. And in making that connection with my higher self, I began to go towards the path of listening to my own inner guidance. things that I had come to realize is that everything that is offered to you, everything that has been given to us, you know, throughout the generations of our existence as a black race of people, you know, it's obvious. Everything that has been handed to us, you know, has not benefited us, especially as it relates to processing our thoughts. Most definitely, a lot of the foods that we are ingesting in our bodies, you know, we have not been taught food science. And also, thirdly, like I just mentioned, you know, paying attention to the conversations, our inner voice. The inner voice, when you are listening to it, it allows you to be able to have a direct connection and a direct communication of, you know, to your soul. So with that, you know, my question was, you know, who is the one true living God? I asked my inner self, I asked my soul that question. And as I was really becoming more since desire to know, when you really need to know something, you know, and you put that in your mind continuously, the universal law says that the universe has to manifest it for you. The answer will be shown to you. And one of the ways that the answer was shown to me is in my inner thoughts. I heard first that I should go down a course and, you know, get some clue. Because some of us, when we are specifically in one thing, like one religion, one organization, one school of thought, one doctrine, one opinion, a club, it doesn't matter what it is. But we really, for whatever reason, and I think it's it has to do with fear, we really don't want to step outside of what it is that has become our norm, our comfort zone. And there's a saying, you know, and that saying goes that he who dictates, you know, the circumference, you know, of your reality, you know, basically is the one, you know, who's going to put, you know, limitations on what it is that you can come to know and, you know, and grow and evolve out of. Because if you just limit yourself to one thing when the universe has infinite possibilities, you know, then, you know, that's something that you've done to yourself. And, you know, people do that out of fear, and they do it out of not knowing. Now, once I began to go through the journey that would allow me to really come to know who it is that the one true living God is, the question had to be asked, you know, where is it that we originated from? You know, who is the source, you know, of my existence? I really didn't want to, at that particular time, deal with anything else other than myself, because dealing with other things, you know, there's a lot of other factors that are not necessary as it relates to anything other than what I'm trying to answer for as it relates to myself. Fortunately, when you have a mind with a desire to know and seek the truth and not be afraid of that truth when it comes when you come face to face with it, whether it be, you know, good in your opinion, or whether it be not so good in your opinion, whether it be, you know, pretty or ugly, you know, the thing of the matter is if you ask a question as it relates to the truth, then you have to really have a desire also to open up your mind. And in opening up your mind, that is the first step to becoming someone who is going to be able to grow and be continuously evolving. Now, found out who the source was, and I'm not going to go all into a long dissertation or a education about that as it relates to what I think. But what I am going to go into is when you seek out the source of the Creator and you come to know that not just one group of people, but we all have an origin. Everything on this planet has an origin. Everything in the solar system and the universe has an origin. And once you become connected with that source and with that origin, you know, you're now going to be coming face to face with the truth, you know. And the absolute truth is what it is that you desire to know. And if you don't have a desire to know what the absolute truth is, then you will be continually in a state of being of not knowing. And it's just so simple. So what I decided to do is to acknowledge the truth when it came to me as it related to the Supreme Being, the God family, the builders of everything that we see and the unseen, going all the way out to the outer realms of the universe. The source of this life and everything that we see on this planet came from the Amun-God family of beings. And they are also for those black people who are being awakened today. They are also our direct connection to our higher self. When we place our focus on evolving into that, the Amun-God family of beings are the God creators, and Amun-God is the one and only true living God. And when we recognize the fact, as it says, you know, in the scripture, you know, in the Bible, even though we know, those of us who do know that it has been tampered with, that we are all who come into our acknowledgement of the God creator Amun, because we're not all going to do so. You know, even though we may, you know, have a carbon-coated color skin, you know, which is identified as being, quote-unquote, black. You know, we're called black people, but that is a title, as are some of the other titles that we have adopted. But as gods, children of the Most High God, that makes us gods also. And once you decide that you really want to know, then you can get with those like-minded beings and begin to build on the higher thoughts of the mind. And once you build on the higher thoughts of the mind, it's only going to be, you know, in order that you also think of taking good care of your body. And in taking good care of your body, you will have a more open mind. You will open up those circuits where the energy and the messages of the light, you'll be able to pick up the frequency, the higher frequencies of the messages that are going to come to you, like I spoke of earlier, as it relates to that communication with your inner soul and your thoughts. And also, in addition to that, you'll be going through that, you know, that destroying phase as well. As you continue in your process to evolve, you're going to have to be destroying at the same time. Just like bodybuilders, they have to destroy muscle to build muscle. And that's the same way, you know, with thoughts. You have to destroy old paradigms and empty your mind of those things, of different bits and pieces of information that you have collected, you know, during your, you know, your growth and your going from one stage of life to the next, and just simply, you know, dump it out of your mind. Clean your slate and trust in your God ability to be able to communicate with your inner self, that inner voice that's going to allow you to really create change, change in your life, change in your mind. Yes, indeed. You know, when you're communicating with your inner soul and that inner voice, you're directly communicating with the Most High, with the Creator. And not only will you be a God, a children of the Most High God also, but you will begin to live your life with purpose and function and use that creativity that has been the example of what it is that God's do. The gods create, the gods build, the God family of beings who are going from universe to universe, creating and building, and if necessary, also destroying and building on top of those things that have been destroyed, because it is a necessary part of the work. Coming face to face with everything as it relates to the good, the bad, the ugly, the perfected, and the imperfected. Because we live in a universe where there is law and there is order, and in that law and order, there is also polarity. And it's not so much as things as literally being, quote unquote, good and bad, because these are perceptions that we deal with. They're only perceptions. So with that, I'm so glad, you know, I was kind of rusty. I heard myself saying a whole lot of, you know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just like that. It's a beautiful sunny day here where I am. Yes, the clouds are, you know, terribly littered with a lot of chemtrails out there as I'm looking up there in the sky, but it doesn't matter. You know, it is what it is. What is being allowed is being allowed for a reason. We just need to do what we know that is best for our souls to do, to be continually evolving. So I want to thank the gods and the goddesses for listening in to the Amina Rays broadcasting. Like I said, my name is Sinetra Menkarays, hosting for Amina Rays, and I'm going to close out. In the name and power of Amun, I breathe, I live, I trust, I move forward on into the future with the collective solar being. And I'm just so very much so looking forward to the next build. Peace to the gods.
I never knew a la like this. Gotta be something for me to write this. Queen, I ain't seen you in a minute. Wrote this letter and finally decide to send it. Sign, sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit, let's spin a slow forever. I know your heart is weathered by what does did to you. I ain't gon' start them cause I probably did it too. Because of you feelings I handle with care. Some niggas recognize your life but they can handle the glare. You know I ain't the type to walk around with matching shirts. The relationship is effort, I will match your work. I wanna be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near, it's important that we close to the Most High. Regardless of what happened, on him let's rely. Second, it's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man.
sex and a single is where they assuming it land. But that fly by night for you in the sky, right? During these cold shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had a height, you would be that tall. Ghetto to coffee shop, you, I see that all. Let's stick to understanding and we won't fall. For better or worse times, I hope to me you call. So I pray every day more than anything. Friends will stay as we begin to lay this foundation for a family. Love ain't simple, why can't it be anything worth having? You work at annually. Granted, we've known each other for some time. It don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. Second, it's kind of fresh, you listen to more than hip-hop, and I can catch you in the mix from beauty to thrift shop. Plus you shit-pop when it's time to, thinking you fresh, suggesting beats I should rhyme to. At times when I'm lost, I try to find you. You know to give me space when it's time to. My heart's dictionary defines you, it's love and happiness. Truthfully, it's hard trying to practice abstinence. The time we committed love, it was real good. Had to be for me to arrive, and it still feel good. I know the sex ain't gonna keep you, but as my equal, it's how I must treat you. As my reflection, the light, I'ma lead you. And whatever's right, I'ma feed you. Ta-ka-da, 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 ta-ka-da. Yo, I tell you the rest when I see you. See.